Let's get back now to our new project here on The World called 50 States. We're visiting communities in every state to hear how the global economy is affecting you. This week, we're looking at North Dakota. A few years back, the small town of Williston became an international destination. People streamed in from across the globe to cash in on the area's oil boom. Improvements in hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, turned this rural outpost in North Dakota into the nation's fastest-growing economy. Then the price of oil plummeted, and now Williston is adjusting to a new normal. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
After you land at the tiny Williston airport, right next door you'll find Lonnie's Roadhouse Cafe feeding hungry new arrivals.
You know, they'll come right out of the airport and not know anywhere in town, not know where they're staying, and this is the first place they come, you know, for breakfast or lunch or whenever.
Pixie Bowles is a waitress at Lonnie's.
We have a lot of people from Africa that come in. That surprised me because I don't know much, you know, about it really at all. We have a lot of Russians, like Ukrainians. Really, whenever anyone gets their work visas, we got everyone coming up here. A lot of Ukraine, though, and a lot of, South Africa.
She says business has slowed down in the past few years, and so have foreign customers. When new fracking techniques were introduced nearly a decade ago, people came pouring into the area so fast, there just wasn't enough space for them. Williston's population soared from 14,000 to around 45,000. Private companies built so-called man camps, temporary housing. Then there was the indoor RV park in nearby Watford City. It's fairly empty now. Jamie Buckingham works there. You basically rent a large storage unit to park your RV inside.
If anybody's lived winter through North Dakota, I mean, it's just cold. So people prefer to live inside if they can.
How cold does it get?
Probably around with the wind chill, like negative 50 that I've experienced.
Wow.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
Does it get dark though inside? Is there any windows or?
There is no windows, just the window from the door, but they have lights in there. And
does that get depressing or?
At times, but you learn how to deal with it. Yeah.
So that's how the area was running for several years. Single men living in less than optimal conditions, making lots and lots of money. The ratio of men to women was 12 to 1. Williston got a lot of attention for all the things that can go wrong with that social experiment. Real estate broker Tate Simbaluk grew up here.
A lot of the stories that you would read about from the Wild West out here, it really was. It was the Wild West on steroids. We had, you know, an enormous amount of drugs came in. We had prostitution. We had murders. You know, we haven't seen a murder in this community since the early 80s. Bar fights were frequent. People living in their cars, people renting out their backyards. They were paying rent.
Things have calmed down since the price of oil fell off a cliff. The town hasn't gone bust, just kind of returned to somewhat normal. Simbaluk says, unfortunately, though, the drugs have remained.
Cocaine, you know, laced with fentanyl, methamphetamine.
I asked Simbaluk, a father and Little League coach, was the sudden growth in his town good, bad, or something in between?
I think for the most part it was good. You know, it brought some very good people to the community. It brought some change to the community. There was a period of time where it was very stressful and it was very intense. You're working 14, 16, 18 hours a day, so unfortunately you did miss some of your family events. I think the biggest change was the fact that you would drive down the street and, you know, you maybe didn't know anybody.
Simbaluk also chairs the Williams County Planning and Zoning Commission. He says oil taxes paid for a lot of new goodies, a state-of-the-art high school, a $70 million rec center with indoor surfing. It's awesome, by the way. A sewage treatment plant and soon a new airport. The city now has to maintain its new infrastructure. It's going to be a challenge with less oil money flowing in. But the mayor, Howard Klug, says he welcomes the slowdown.
A breath catcher is the way we're thinking about it here in Williston.
He said at one point he was trying to communicate with foreign workers in three languages.
Well, I didn't speak them very well, but it was a little bit of Russian, Spanish, and then obviously English.
Big changes for an area that was more than 90% white, non-Hispanic. Klug is certain, though. Overall, the boom was good for his city. But if Williston wants to keep growing, it needs to keep drilling.
We're ready for the next phase of this oil they tell me it's going to be a 40-year play. So we're into the first 10 years of it. There's still lots and lots of wells to be drilled.
For the mayor, those wells mean new streetlights, roads, and basketball courts. For environmentalists, they mean more greenhouse gas emissions and risks to groundwater associated with fracking. When the price of oil does pick up, you can bet on it. Workers will stream in from across the globe, protesters will show up too, and the tiny town of Williston will be booming again, at least until it isn't. For The World, Jason Margolis, Williston, North Dakota.
Tomorrow, we're down on the farm in North Dakota. President Trump says the U.S. is losing badly at trade, but farmers there see things differently.
We have benefited tremendously from the NAFTA agreement. Our producers export a ton of goods to both Canada and Mexico.
If you'd like to be a part of our 50 states coverage, go to PRI.org and tell us more about your story and your state, or just tweet us using the hashtag 50 states.